Another option, those with a Roth 401k can withdraw their contributions at any time and for any reason without taxes or penalties, says Christine Benz, Director of the Personal Finance at Morningstar. But withdrawing earnings the account has generated may trigger penalties. Experts still see dipping into retirement accounts as a last resort. Early withdrawals can jeopardize the retirement plans, while selling assets ahead of a recovery could mean missing out on future growth. Matthew Kenigsberg, VP of Investment and Tax Solutions at Fidelity, suggests tapping into rainy day funds before retirement accounts. For those facing unexpected medical expenses, drawing from a health savings account, an HSA, or a flexible spending account, an FSA, can also be an option. Furthermore, people who have assets like stocks or funds in taxable accounts can sell low and deduct any capital loss, a practice known as tax loss selling. Family gifts and loans. For those who are able, it's natural to want to help struggling friends and family. But gift givers need to be tax smart. Gifts must be reported if they total more than $15,000 in a year, for instance. Still, it's unlikely that gifts will be taxed unless a giver exceeds the lifetime gift tax exemption of $11.58 million. Likewise, lenders should carefully document their transactions, including the amount, interest rate, and terms of repayment. While some may balk at the idea of charging interest payments to a loved one, the IRS sees it differently. An interest-free or below-market loan may be subject to taxes and penalties or treated as a gift. Lenders also have to report any interest they receive as taxable income. But those borrowing money from friends or family generally don't have to worry about tax implications. Whether pursuing any of these options or taking a different approach, it's wise to plan ahead and avoid rash decisions that could cause further pain when it's time to file taxes next year. People should talk to a financial planner, accountant, or other expert about their individual situations too. It's important in times like this to consult with a tax advisor to make sure that you're dotting all your I's and crossing all your T's, says Kenigsberg.